Thank you, Chair, and we appreciate your efforts on this, on the roadmap and the way forward, which clarifies things a little bit, and for your explanations at the beginning. Just some, like, just few points. For instance, on legal experts and the non-papers, we appreciate the explanation. It was clear from what you said that it should not be basis for negotiations, and that states could ask for clarification, just a food for thought. But we believe that maybe it could be a little bit more clarified in the roadmap, just to make sure that there's no misunderstanding of the purpose of these non-papers. Also, I mean, we agree that experts should speak in one voice, as long as a dissenting position is allowed to be shared in cases where they absolutely could not agree. Which, I mean, goes in line with the question of Colombia and if there is a disagreement. And also just to emphasize as well that the intersessional should be to formulate text with consensus of majority of states, but that the text should be brought back for finalization in the negotiation sessions in October. We understand the restrictions that we have in having a hybrid format, but if there could be a way to try to encourage that, just to make sure that organizations and human rights defenders, representatives of movements, could also be part of the negotiation process, since they have been for the past 10 years in this space. But we do understand the restrictions and the new NGA decision, so we know that there are limitations when it comes to that. Another concern and that we want to address, that we think that participations of businesses and TNC in the decision-making in relation to this treaty should be limited. For instance, there are some representatives of corporations that are directly contributing to genocide in Palestine, yet they are allowed to participate in this space. So there's a clear conflict of interest between their presence here and between their benefit from corporate impunity. So we do encourage that that these conflicts should be addressed, the conflict of interest should be addressed, including by ensuring that any actor contributing to crimes, especially atrocities crimes, not be allowed to contribute and influence state decisions. And in the same vein, it would be also important to ensure that the legal experts selected are also not speaking with a conflict of interest, and if it's the case, that such interest should be disclosed. That would be it. Thank you.